a verse from 2 Chronicles 14, and it just got me to rereading the life of King Asa. Really, just the one verse in verse 12, 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 12. Asa, in the 39th year of his reign, was diseased in his feet until his disease was exceeding great. Yet, in his disease, he sought not to the Lord, but to the physicians. The simple thought here is that Asa, King Asa, was a great king. He proved the Lord in an incredible way. Just two chapters before, a million-man army of the Ethiopians comes against him. He has absolutely no human solution for this. There is no salvation in any human solution. And so he cries out to the Lord in 2 Chronicles 14, verse 11, one verse. It's a prayer. Lord, it is nothing with thee to help, whether with many or with them that have no power. Help us, O Lord. Help us, O Lord. One verse. And then he saw an incredible deliverance. And then you go on in his life, and he starts making these sort of bargains and leagues with the king of Syria, with the world, essentially. And a prophet comes along and rebukes him for that. And he gets upset about it. And it's kind of all downhill from there. This man who used to seek the Lord with some significant power in his old age, at the end of his life, he had a severe disease in his feet, exceeding great. Yet he still did not seek the Lord, but he sought for the physicians. I see our, just in a very broad sense, maybe if we can say evangelicalism or the church, broadly speaking, there was a period of tremendous power. There was a period of tremendous answers to prayer, where the impossible was done. And we are now seeing a situation where, I would say broadly, the church is relying on something else. I think I can say that with some safety, because we are not seeing the prayer meetings flooded and packed in, for the most part. So what are we relying on? I mean, we must be relying on something. And I submit that we are relying on our own abilities. We're relying on what we say is the word, but it's really just our own packaged abilities. We're relying on advertising. We're relying on our technology. We're relying on all kinds of things. But we're not really seeing a situation here where we are relying on the Lord. And that was Asa's problem. He stopped relying on the Lord. I'm sure he still said his prayers. I'm sure he still went through all the forms. But his heart had switched. Something had happened. And even when he was diseased in the feet, and I see our church, again, broadly, evangelicalism, whatever you want to call it, we're diseased in the feet. We are hampered in every way. We're not able to move about with freedom, gospel freedom, like maybe a generation or two used to. We are diseased in our feet, and it was exceeding great. And we're still not seeking the Lord. And that's a problem. We're seeking the physicians. And even though we would all clearly see that we are diseased in our feet, we're still not overwhelmingly packing the churches, crying out to God for help. So it's just a small meditation and food for thought that a man like King Asa can start well, and he did, and he was a good king, but something happened, and we see him at the end of his life, not seeking the Lord.